Yo, 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 what's going on, guys? My name is Policy Q. Pow! Lo, you already know. Let's go. Welcome to the Come Up Entrepreneur, where I get to share with you guys my daily struggles and daily lessons in becoming the entrepreneur I was destined to become, and how you can too. Okay, so this is a lesson that I learned from actually my sales coach from 2016. It was probably like in December, more close towards the end of the year. And my professor's name was Eric. And in class, what he ended up doing that day completely just shifted my way in how I thought about selling and how I thought about, you know, really just sales in general. And I had never really up to that point really heard the kind of teaching that he was teaching, which was just a different way of selling, which created a win-win situation for both parties. And he did it in a way that was non-salesy. And he did it in a way that allowed you to move through the steps of selling without ever crossing the line, pushing the boundary, or, you know, doing some kind of scare tactic or a lot of manipulation that sometimes you see in sales. But really, what I want to talk about in today's podcast is closing them out on the next step, okay? And this is something he completely, you know, he preached, and the way he described it was like just imagine like a pyramid, right, as you're going to the top. Or you're climbing to the top. Along the way to the top, there are many, many different little steps, right? You know, like for example, as you're climbing up the pyramid, right? So each step represented a cycle in the sales, okay? Now, when people kind of look at sales, you know, obviously right now, one of the reasons why we are talking about it in any business, really, as an entrepreneur, you need to really understand how sales work. You know, you need to understand how to sell. You know, it's important because sales and revenue is how you can keep feeding, you know, the business, you know, for the business to keep moving forward. And he started describing cycles of selling, and this is where I want to go into, okay? And like when you meet someone for the first time, okay, I've got the privilege to say I'm a married man, and I love my wife, and and obviously the first time that I met her actually was in a karate school. She was my martial arts teacher. And could you imagine if on the first class that I took and she was teaching me karate, she was teaching me martial arts, that I just got on one knee and asked her to marry me? What do you think her response would have been? Do you think it would have been, oh my goodness, yes, yes, yes? Or do you think it might have been more of her being thrown off, stepping back, going, whoa, who is this guy? I mean, I don't even know him. Why would he, like, he's crazy. You know, I might have just pretty much completely ruined my chances forever of ever being with her and, you know, ever, you know, making her my wife, really. So in that relationship, there are several cycles, there are several steps that had to come along the way before I closed her out on making me her husband and making, you know, for her to say yes to for me to marry her, right? There's many different steps. And along those ways, I had to continue to keep closing her out on the next step and on the next step and on the next step. Like, for example, I first had to close her out on her seeing that I, you know, that I was a good person, that I actually enjoyed attending class, that I had discipline, right? I had to close her out just on the simple fact that I was a good student, you know what I'm saying? And then from there, I had to close her out on other different steps. And the same way that I had to close her out in that relationship, right? We sometimes forget that's exactly what you do in sales. It's just sometimes we overthink things. Sometimes we just become really money motivated. And because we become money motivated, or we kind of just see our customers or our clients as a sale, we miss many different steps along the way for that create the sale. And those steps along the way is what's either going to make it or break it. So right now we're building a digitally agency, a digital agency with my business partners. If you guys don't know, you guys can go check out my IGTV. I'm putting my vlogs out there. You guys can see exactly what we're doing. And you know, as we're building it, we're starting to get now more into the sales, more into talking to the business owners. And we have a step along the way. And right now, as we speak, right now we are in the stage of the selling, where we're offering the local business owners a free website audit. Now, I told my team that we cannot assume that they're gonna say yes to that and start doing the website audit. We have to stay in that step, and we have to be so persistent, and we have to close them out on that step before we earn, or before we have the privilege, before we have permission to move to the next step. And even when we move to the next step, on the next step, we're still not selling them. We're not. What I mean by that is, yes, we are selling them, but we're not closing them out on them handing us their credit card. There are many different steps of the selling cycle, and right now we're not on that step. So the reason why I decided to just share this with you is because I think it would be a lot easier in your mind if you still have that same kind of perseverance, still have that same kind of, you know, tenacity in wanting to close someone out, but you close them out on a step instead of on the sale. Does that make sense? And if you keep closing your prospects on each step, eventually the sale will just unravel itself. As a matter of fact, when you get to that last step, it's going to be so easy that you're not going to have to, you know, twist someone's arms or use manipulation or use scare tactics. They're just naturally going to want to say yes, okay? A lot of the local business owners that we're talking with, you know, they treat us with such respect. They love us. As a matter of fact, every time we call them, they don't hang up on us. They welcome us. They usually laugh. They have just, when we go inside of the business, they treat us with, you know, the very heartwarm, you know, feeling, which is awesome. So anyways, the whole point of this is, in sales, there's many steps, and start closing your prospects on steps. You know, close them out on the next step instead of closing, going from, you know, like I gave that example, you know, me meeting my martial arts instructor to instantly on the next step asking her to marry me, which eventually did happen, but there was many different steps along the way that I had to close her out on in order for, you know, eventually for me to be married to her. And it's the same thing. We already do this naturally. We're constantly closing people out on the next step. It's just sometimes when we're in the sale, sometimes when we're selling, you know, sometimes we forget this and we overthink things and we try to jump ahead of, we try to go to step 10 when we're still in step 2. So again, this is another episode of the Come Up Entrepreneur. Appreciate you. Let me know what you think, okay? So let's get it. So close your prospects out on the next step. Again, thank you so much for watching another episode of the Come Up Entrepreneur. I want you guys to know that what truly defines you is not the money in your bank account. It's not the accomplishments. It's not your accolades. It's not the amount of followers you have, but the struggles and challenges that you continue to overcome, that you continue to keep plowing forward, moving forward. To me, that's what truly defines you, my friend. So again, I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to this episode and listening to all the other episodes. So I also want to let you guys know, you guys can follow me on Instagram at PauloCQ, PAOULOCQ. Hit me with a follow. I have an IGTV on there that you guys can watch my daily vlogs as I build my digital agency with my business partners, one challenge at a time. You guys can also follow me on Snapchat at Paulo, PAOULOCQ. And you guys can also follow me on my Facebook, which is PauloCQ. All right. I really appreciate it. Appreciate you. Thanks a lot. You're the bomb.